It is so great to be with my Federation family once more, and for the first time, my Federation family, I guess, in Alaska, except for when we are at National Convention. It is truly, truly a privilege to come and visit with you to discuss our National Federation of the Blind Seniors Division. I hope everyone knows by now that our previous president of our senior division passed away last spring, and I was elected president this last July of the National Federation of the Blind Seniors Division. And so let me just talk to you about what our plans are coming up, and I think that will give you a good idea of the sort of things, of the sort of issues that we do, some of the activities that we do. Obviously, the issues that we address primarily are those that focus, if you will, on people who are a little older, 50, usually 50 years and up. Now, a lot of those issues are the same issues that we all deal with, access to information and so on. But those are the issues that the division focuses on. It's a group of issues, of course. But we are planning what we call our virtual senior retreat. And a retreat is a training opportunity for us. I know it sounds like a vacation, but nonetheless, come this January 2023, we will be conducting our senior retreat on the week of January the 28th, finishing up on Saturday, we start on January 22 and we finish up on January 28th, okay? That's the last full week of January. All right. So on that Sunday, the 22nd, we will meet on Zoom, and it'll be a meet and greet and kind of an orientation session on that Sunday afternoon, 1 to 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. All the times are in Eastern, so you can figure out your own time zone. Monday through Friday, we will have classes which will cover topics. We'll have instructors talking about how to use a white cane and how to travel about safely without using eyesight. And that doesn't mean if you have a little eyesight that you're not welcome. You are. In fact, most of us who use canes have some eyesight, but very often it's just enough to get us in trouble if we depend on it exclusively. So we will have five classes Monday through Friday on using the white cane. And please bear in mind, a lot of our people that do attend these are, if you will, recently blinded, or perhaps they've been blind quite a while, but they've never had the opportunity to learn how to function using non-visual technique. Okay, so we'll also have classes, five of them, on discussing and how to use technology, primarily smartphones, because we don't have enough time to get into all the intricacies of a full-blown computer use and all that stuff. But most people would like to be able to use a smartphone, since so much of our information now comes to us over the internet. And I know any of you that's had to fill out or contact government agencies, almost every agency now, you have to go online somewhere and use a website or use something to get information or to sign up for something. In theory, some of them do offer the telephone option, except that if you're willing to sit on hold for 13 or 14 hours at a time and then get hung up on, it doesn't, you know, that's your option. So using smartphones we'll have technology instruction. Then we will have, we call it social hour. Some people will use it for lunch hour. Some people will use it for whatever, but we'll leave the line open and everybody can, first of all, get to know each other socially, but also we'll have somebody during that hour who can answer questions, either about things we've already discussed or in some questions that maybe have it that you just need answers to. Then we will, following the social hour, we will have a class in home management and organization. And we will then follow that. The last class of the day will be a variety of topics, including shopping independently, non-visually. We will learn about how to manage our health care at home, in other words, home health care type things. And Debbie was just talking about managing your diabetes independently. Well, you know, diabetes certainly is a very important health issue to manage at home. But we're now getting into the time and the age where you can do all manner of testing at home. You can check your blood pressure. You can check all manner of health issues, if you will, health related issues at home. So we will cover that. We will also cover some light home maintenance, and we'll also cover entertainment. So that is a thumbnail sketch of what we will be offering during our January senior retreat. Now, anybody can come because it's virtual. There is a $50 registration fee, and not only do you get the class time for that $50, but once the retreat is finished, we put together a package that includes recordings of all the classes plus contact information for all the resources that are discussed or that are brought up during your class time. So you will get that as well. And so that's our senior retreat in January. We also do, beyond the retreat, we also do what we call senior conversations, if you will, senior discussions. And we do about 4 to 5 of those on teleconference calls. Those are free. Anybody can call in, and you're welcome to do that. Again, I want to emphasize that we do not stress age. You know, most people that do participate are 50 years or older, but anybody that has interest in these issues are welcome to join. But to give you a flavor of the kinds of discussions that we have, let me just go through the list for 2022. Last January, we had a discussion having to do with attitudes toward blindness or toward your blindness by your family and friends, okay? And to some degree, that also include we cover some attitudes that we each might have about our own blindness. But that was presented by Mr. Wayne Marshall. And then in February, we had a discussion having to do with blind people appreciating and creating tactile art, and that was led by Ann Cunningham. And I don't know if all of you know, but she is quite an expert on teaching tactile art and teaching us how to create it and how to appreciate it. In March, we had a full blown discussion about blind people grandparenting, and I know that some of you probably are grandparents. I also know that a lot of people who lose their eyesight later in life believe that they cannot be grandparents to their grandchildren. They can't care for them, nor can they enjoy them. And we know that isn't true. In April, we had Pam and Roland Allen come and talk to us about traveling in our convention hotels safely and independently. And that's very important to senior attendees. And they did a great job. In May, we covered fitness and health, and as a part of that, we talked about accepting challenges regarding fitness and health and so on. And it is important that we not always say to ourselves, oh, I would like to do that, but I can't because I'm blind. I just went blind, or I've been blind for a while, but I can't do anything. That was presented by Mr. John Wick. So those were our senior conferences. Then we come to our national convention, and we always provide, with our business meeting, a few items to bring information. And we have in the past done emergency preparedness, and we also try to have some people come and talk to us a little bit about their technologies. So that's kind of a thumbnail sketch of what we're planning for this next. Oh, by the way, the senior conversations have not been scheduled for 2023, although we'll be getting those together soon. And we try to announce those well in advance so that you can participate. And I think I have a little time left, so if you feel up to it, we can take a question or two and move on.
Any questions?
Okay, well, listen, thank you so much for this opportunity. Have a great lunch.
We do have a question.
Okay.
Hi, this is Tiara. I had a question about the mobility with the cane topic that would be covered.
Yes.
I have been looking into getting a seeing eye dog for myself. I haven't decided yet, but I know one of the requirements is to be, up and up on my mobility with my cane. I lost my eyesight 5 years ago, and I'm 37 now. But I learned how to use the cane in high school. And so I went many years without using it, but learned how to use it a long time ago. And now I am strictly a cane user all the time. But in one of the requirements, like I said, to get a seeing eye dog is I have to be up on my cane training. So what I'm wondering is what you guys offer, would that count? Or would I have to, do you know if they would, like a guide dog school, if they would count that as, would there be some kind of like a certificate or anything like that with the mobility training that you guys offer remotely?
There is not a certificate. We don't certify anybody to do anything, but if it would be helpful once you completed the class, if the school would accept it, we'd be glad to write a letter assuring them that you had completed the class.
Okay, and is it just the basics of cane, or do you guys do?
It is. No, yeah, it's not hands on, so we have to just cover the basics. But all of our presenters are certified orientation and mobility specialists.
All right, thank you.